is Today in History, October the 8th. On this day in 1871, flames spark the Chicago barn of Patrick and Catherine O'Leary, igniting a two-day blaze that kills between 200 and 300 people and destroys 17,000 buildings, leaving 100,000 homeless, and causes an estimated $200 million in damages. That figure in 2007 dollars would reach $3 billion. Legend has it that a cow kicked over a lantern in the O'Leary's barn and started the fire, but other theories hold that humans or even a comet may have been responsible for the event that left 4 square miles of the Windy City, including its business district, in ruins. The Great Chicago Fire. Also on this day in 1869, the 14th president of the United States, Franklin Pierce, dies in Concord, New Hampshire. And back in 1945, President Harry S. Truman told a press conference in Tiptonville, Tennessee, that the secret scientific knowledge behind the atomic bomb would only be shared with Britain and Canada. On this day in 1998, the House triggered an open-ended impeachment inquiry against President Bill Clinton in a monumentous 258-176 vote. 31 Democrats joined the majority Republicans in opening the way for a nationally televised impeachment hearing.
First of all, I hope that we can now move forward with this process in a way that is fair, that is constitutional, and that is timely. The American people have been through a lot on this, and I think that everyone deserves that. Beyond that, I have nothing to say. It is not in my hands. It is in the hands of Congress and the people of this country. Ultimately, in the hands of God, there is nothing I can do.
And on this day, in 2009, a self-help guru's sweat lodge ceremony turns deadly. 2 people die, and more than a dozen others are hospitalized following a botched sweat lodge ceremony at a retreat run by motivational speaker James Arthur Ray near Sedona, Arizona. The sweat lodge exercise was part of a 5-day spiritual warrior event held at a rented retreat center located 6 miles from Sedona.
James Arthur Ray told participants at a seminar he would help them break through the bonds of whatever was holding them back in life and that it would be, quote, a hellacious journey. Then in October of 2009, people died following his instructions during a so-called life-building ceremony in the Arizona desert. In fact, you may recall reports on that nightmare in Sedona. People paid up to $10,000 apiece to attend the 5-day program with Ray.
And on this day in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis records Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis was not the only early rock and roller from a strict Christian background who struggled to reconcile his religious beliefs with the moral implications of the music he created. He may have been the only one to have his religious crisis caught on tape, however, in between takes of one of his legendary hit songs. It was on October 8th, 1957, that Bible school dropout Jerry Lee Lewis laid down the definitive version of Great Balls of Fire amidst a losing battle with his conscience and with the legendary Sam Phillips, head of Sun Records. It was hours into the Great Balls of Fire session when Jerry Lee began arguing with Sam Phillips that the song was too sinful for him to record. As the two talked loudly over each other, Phillips pleaded with Lewis to believe that his music could actually be a force of moral good. Phillips said, "You can save souls." Lewis, "No, no, no." Phillips, "Yes." Lewis, "How can the devil save souls? I got the devil in me." Jerry Lee somehow made peace with the conflict over the course of the next hour, becoming comfortable again to begin making various unprintable statements on his way to saying with enthusiasm, "You ready to cut it? You ready to go?" just before launching into the take that would soon become his smash hit single. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire born. October the 8th, 1957, on this day in history.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.